Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
This is Steve Fifth. It's in the year of our burger. And would you care to share? Sarah and I have frequently, infrequently, sometimes discussed the idea of coming out,
mm-hmm.
because she used to run a coming out workshop for
the LGBT
community. Yeah. LMNOP, XYZ, PDQ, alphabet people.
Yes.
And I am, sometimes I'm a little reticent with that term of like coming out, like you're going to pop out of a cake or something like that. And,
run out of the closet with glitter.
Yeah.
Whee! Glitter bomb.
Yeah. And you said that a lot of people have said that they didn't have like a big like to do, mm-hmm. that it is just sort of like, they just sort of started integrating it in.
Right. So with a lot of the LGBT community, LGBTQ, whatever.
The alphabet
people. you know, they discovered, like, yes, in the beginning, the coming out to, like, the people who are closest to them, there is kind of a big to-do, I guess, more so about that. Mm-hmm. But typically what they find is that they're in a constant state of coming out.
Right.
They're constantly, you know, when they have a new job or what, like,
mm-hmm.
they feel like they're constantly having to say, you know, because we live in this heteronormative world, mm-hmm. they have to say, you know, I'm married to a man who, you know,
yeah.
or whatever, you know.
So it's that constant correction. And I know that when I've talked to some of my friends who are homosexual or bisexual or whatever, they're with a same sex or
bisexuals.
Yeah. One of the genders that's not the...
Pansexual, yeah, polysexual, yeah. Whatever the sexual is. Right.
And we've discussed them, you know, starting with their inner circle. And then
right.
once they got more acceptance, they felt like it was okay to expose themselves a little bit more around, like, casual acquaintances and stuff. And not even correcting, but not even being like, oh, no, I'm not married to this. I'm married to this.
Mm-hmm.
And... me having to explain, like, oh, yeah, you know, sure, I'm hitting on you, and yeah, I'm flirting, but I have a boyfriend, and I live with him, and they're like, huh? Or they go...
Are you cheating?
Yeah, or they go, oh, yeah, I know people like that, and then it's just no big deal.
Right.
And so we were kind of talking about some of those similarities in there, and one of the things that I've noticed is, where is it safe to talk about your, you know, crazy relationship status, and where is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's a huge divide between your work and your real life.
Right. Sure. And, you know, it all depends on, again, it's situational. Some people work in very inviting environments,
mm-hmm.
And they're okay with having the discussions. Maybe not necessarily, like, went to the dungeon this weekend, you
yeah.
know, like... that Monday morning meeting where they're like, what'd everybody do this weekend? Like, I did all the kinky things. Like, I don't think many people are all that out, especially in, like, corporate environments and,
right.
and things like that. But it's, yeah, it's kind of one of those environments that, obviously, living in Oklahoma, we don't have the protections. You know, we're a right to work state. You can be fired for any reason.
Yeah.
So a lot of people do feel the need to kind of keep it hidden at work. But friends, family, that kind of thing, they all know.
Mm-hmm. So I discussed, you know, because I'm pretty open about it, except for if it will affect my financial status. And then it's not even that I hide it. I'm much more likely to be, like, a lot more discreet and not discuss certain things.
Okay.
Because, you know, privacy versus secrecy.
Sure.
And that's where we talked about this before, is in privacy versus secrecy, I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? And it's because we've had these, like, oh, if you should come out, you should come out, you should come out. And I'm like, no,
no.
Not everybody can.
Right. Right. That's not an option for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I know, especially like in the CNM community, there are people, you know, especially if they're dating, mm-hmm. that, you know, their partner is, well, how come you don't tell anybody about me? Like, am I the secret? And all their heads, it's like, well, no. I mean, the people who need to know, know.
Right.
But I don't need to go, like, shout it from the mountaintop.
Yeah, I think discretion is okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
And I also don't think that you have to shove it in people's faces if you are out. Like, or this is why I have a problem with this, like, out.
Mm.
Like, I can show discretion when necessary, but also, really, like, I don't have a lot to lose at this point.
I'm not flamboyantly non-monogamous.
Yeah. Because I also, you know, yeah, being flamboyantly non-monogamous, I don't want to be seen as some sort of, like, dick predator or something. Like,
right?
Like, ladies, lock up your husbands, you know, lock up your peeps, and I'm gonna come get them.
Right.
Because I've gone through that stage where, as people sort of discovered this about me, they started going, well, some women were offended that I wasn't trying to get with their partner.
Right.
Some of them were afraid I would try and get with their partner.
Right.
Because then
they
like,
dig
well,
their claws in a little more.
Yeah.
Of like, the two of you can't be alone together.
Yeah.
Right.
They act differently when the three of us are together, as opposed to when I'm with one of my girlfriends alone,
right.
Or, you know, that sort of difference. And maybe that's just a 30s something thing when people are trying to lock it down.
Maybe.
I don't know. So yeah, I go, yeah, and this, not whatever. And then I have to be like, there have been jokes about, I don't want to fuck everyone.
Right. Yeah. Not a joke.
Like, yeah. Not a joke at all. Actually.
I don't want to fuck everyone. Just because I can doesn't mean I want to.
But then there are also people I've had to explain it to that they sort of always knew, but we didn't discuss it.
Right. So that's how I feel about my family.
Okay. Because this kind of gets to the heart of it is like, does your family know? And I mean, when I say family, it's not even about blood relatives half the time.
Right.
For me, it's
your tribe.
Your real,
whatever tribe.
Yeah. Your tribe, your urban family, whoever. Because like, my family all knows.
Yeah.
And they have very differing opinions on it. Nothing, I don't have anything like super negative, but I have had a couple of like, I don't understand this.
Right?
I just don't get it.
I love that. I could never do that.
Yeah.
That's always like the number one thing that I hear. I can never do that.
And
well, you don't have to.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
not trying to convert you.
I don't feel super defensive when it's close friends and family, when I'm like, have to go, nobody asked you to. And then like, what do you mean?
Right.
You know, it is that teetering between, I'm offended no one asked me to, but also don't ask me to.
Right. Right. So yeah, so with my family, I get the feeling that they know, like my blood family. Mm. So that would be my brother, my mother, and my grandmother. Mm. I'm pretty sure like my brother and my mom have a pretty good idea. But I have not flat out told them. And then my grandmother is one of those that I'm like, I don't even think that's on her radar. But then sometimes she says things and I'm like, maybe grandma knows, because like holidays, she's like, invite whoever you want. Like that's her like code or whatever.
So
like, bring as many people as you would like.
So when you, there was my questions, cause we differ a little bit. Like for a while, I just edited my conversation. I wasn't hiding it. I would edit it and not maybe talk about people I was dating. But then when I would be seeing somebody for a few months, they're going to come up in conversation just because, oh, I went and did this with
so-and-so. I do these things with, right. Yeah.
And they're like,
I mean, not all the things we're going to talk about, but.
And they'll be like, who's blankety blank? And I'm like, this guy.
Right. Yeah.
So how do you edit your conversations with grandma?
I don't. I really don't. Well, grandma and I don't have a whole lot of communication.
Okay.
Just kind of like, we basically just see each other on holidays now.
Okay.
Which is bad, and I think probably should have a better relationship with her. But I don't. I'm a horrible granddaughter. but I don't usually. And I've always had a lot of male friends. Mm-hmm. I grew up with an older brother. I ended up kind of like inheriting some of his friends, and then it just kind of went from there. So a lot of times it's just like my friend. My friend, because I have all male friends except for you, pretty much.
I'm your gender token. Thank you.
Yeah.
We have our squad. We've learned how to be friends with females.
Yeah.
We have like a texting thread with like 7 or 8 of us that we're all chicks. We're all girls. Yeah, I know you hate chicks. We're all bitches. And this is where she comes for her female solace. To the phone to text.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't use it as much. Like, I see everybody else using it, and I'm like, I mean, every now and then. Well,
yeah.
I'll chime in.
But you feel included, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I do. It's very, it's a good group.
Because I'm trying to think back of, like, yeah, if I would have, like, edited around my brothers of not talking about somebody, or if they go, who's this guy? And me going, because I don't outright lie about any of it either. If I am confronted directly with it, then, you know, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I think I've dated so much that, especially I see it like with my brother and my mom, that they're like, who is it now?
Yeah, that's what I wonder, because you've flitted around and you have had very few people that you have identified as like a boyfriend or something. And so have they ever just straight up, oh, is he your boyfriend?
My family, not so much.
Okay.
Not really. They can usually just tell by the way we interact. So they don't really ask. However, like recently, I had two people ask, like, what?
Yeah,
what is this? Because now I have this new thing going on.
And they're like, oh, are you dating? Like, is he your bae?
No, I literally, we got the question of, like, who is this person to you?
Oh, gosh. And I don't even know how to answer that most of the time with my people. Like,
right?
Because people go, oh, is this, you know, white nerd? But I thought he was your boyfriend. Is that guy your boyfriend? I'm like,
oy.
Oh my god, I don't know.
Yeah, and that was a little unsettling, mostly because we hadn't really discussed it as far as what we were, and I was like, I'm gonna defer to you, sir, and you can have this conversation.
Oh, sometimes I run away, like, for real. I go, I have to go to the bathroom to like fucking flee the situation so I don't have to answer.
I'm sorry, I have diarrhea. I have to go.
Can I get back to you on that?
Right.
So
I was so shocked by the question because we literally had not really discussed it much. And so I was just like, hey, you're going to take this one, right? Like, I'm not answering this.
Or I have to be with somebody who is not offended when I just sharply go, no. Is he your boyfriend?
No.
No. Oh, right. God, no. No, no, no.
I have a couple of friends that I've done that with. Like, well, and especially ones that are exes. And I hate, like, how it comes across sometimes. But I'm like, I mean, they were somebody that I was with at one point. Why am I so disgusted by this now? I'm like, no, that was no. Like,
how should I know? And then flee the situation. Yeah.
That's smoke bomb.
That's a good way to get me out of the room, I guess, is ask, this was this person your boyfriend? Even, with past ones.
Who's this thing? What's happening here?
Even with past ones, I'm like, I wouldn't ever, the one we talked about that I've dated before, that we've, you know, since then. And it's people like, well, didn't he used to be your boyfriend? I'm like, oh, no.
No. We never defined it that way.
No.
Shut up.
Gross. Like, I just look like somebody shit in their pants when they ask me that question.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, or sharted, even worse.
Sharted.
Sharted. I like that term. Shart.
Shart.
Because it does sound like a dangerous animal. Like, there's a shark, but then there's a shart. It's even deadlier.
Watch yourself, the shart. Oh, Lord.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Lost my mind and the will to live.
So yeah, when asked bluntly, I will say something, because I did, I had to have a talk with a child recently, and they noticed something I said, and I just, I got like a weird side eye from them.
They were processing.
And I know it was one of those, like you're like, I know they know.
Right.
We don't talk about it. And also it's somebody else's kid. What do I say? And so, yeah, I did talk to child's mom first and say, I think they figured it out. Cat's out of the bag. And we did have a brief discussion. And I was like, because I said, you know, I warned mom. I'm like, you might get questions. Right. And if you get questions, I'm going to leave it up to you how to answer. We're close.
Yeah.
You know, so I trusted with how you're going to answer. But I do want to give you a heads up that you might get questions.
Right.
And so then I was allowed to, I was given the go ahead. You know, it's okay to talk to her about it. Okay. And we had a very private discussion, luckily, because this is a kid.
Right.
And I was like.
And that's really good. Like, I love that you know, talk to mom about it. And I mean, obviously, I mean.
Because I wish to still be friends with mom instead of just plowing ahead and being like, we're going to talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Right. Exactly.
Like, on sensitive issues, sometimes I do consult the parents first. Now, I do tell the kids, like, what we talk about is between us. So. And I got interesting questions like, do people think that because you're around me that I'm going to be like that?
Oh.
And I was like, because I said,
guilty,
you know,
by association.
Right. Because I said, you know, if somebody around says something, if they see me or, you know, if they say something negative, I can take it. Don't worry.
Nice.
It's very rare, or they just usually act confused. Like, what the fuck is going on? And that's when she said, do they think that? It's that I'm gonna be like that because of you. And I was like, some people honestly think that you're gonna be exactly like whoever you're around.
Right.
And of course, she's, you know, being 11, she was like, I can make up my own mind. I have opinions.
Yay.
Like, oh, thank you. Because kids, it's easier to talk to about usually.
And yeah.
She asked her questions and we moved on. It was like a 5-minute thing and it was no big deal. So. Yeah, then I don't have to constantly come out around this. But I don't, yeah, it's still, it's a discreet thing because it's a it's a grown-up thing.
Right.
My stuff is private. Except for when we broadcast it. Fuck.
Yeah.
So what would you do if G-Ma said, bring all of your boyfriends, people you're dating? What would you do if she just blatantly
said
something?
Just flat out, yeah. I would probably be in shock, honestly. Because I don't know that she, I don't know, it's a generational thing of like, we don't discuss it kind of thing. But like, I'll tiptoe around it, but I'm not going to actually full out like discuss it. So.
Plus some families, like they discuss a little more nitty gritty stuff than some do. Like, I keep a lot of it as surface.
That is true. Yeah.
Some people, like, get all detailed and stuff. I'm like,
right.
Well, no.
Yeah.
I don't feel that need anyway.
I've dated someone who was like, I was talking with my mom about our sex life. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And like, did we have this discussion? Did I miss where I gave my consent to do that? Like, can you please not?
But I mean, if they're all like Gilmore'd up with their mom, then you're going, okay, that's who you talk to.
I guess.
And it's a little disconcerting next time we go to dinner.
Right.
Be like, okay, grandma.
Now you know all the things.
Make a big turkey this year.
Ah, right. I'm bringing them all.
Just bring in like a whole squad. And she goes, oh my gosh. It's hard to shock old ladies. They've seen it all.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. She knows. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma. Like, Grandma listens. Grandma's never used a computer in her life.
I'm telling you, when I had some family members start liking this, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I've been a little selective in, like, who I've targeted, like, my postings and things to because of,
But you shouldn't. You should not be selective. Target everybody with this because it's not your shame, it's ours. Share our shame. Yeah. hide your shame. I'm not hiding my shame. Share it with other people. This is, see, yeah. we feel okay with like being goofy and now saying, send it to your people because you go, oh, I know somebody who's got to hear this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
If for nothing else, just to hear how dorky we are.
Yeah.
I like being dorky. I'm hungry.
I am too. I'm literally looking at you across the table going, where is food? Where are we ending? I guess.
I don't know. How should I know? I got to go to the bathroom. Bye.
Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.